The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
To be here with you on a Tuesday. Man, this week is flying by already. Once again, if you're looking or needing or transitioning and you need some new insurance or you just want to get some more information, check out my guy, Justin Palmer, State Farm Insurance. He is my State Farm Insurance man. He's my guy. Call him 574-970-1113 or hit him up corner of Prairie and Hively in Elkhart. Tell him I sent you. Again, you don't need to try to get a promotion. He gives you the best price he can give you. He educates you, lets you know exactly what you need to have, doesn't sell you more than you need or more than you want. He's a family guy, family values. He's an Elkhart County born, raised. Family's here, and he's not going anywhere. Justin Palmer, State Farm Insurance. He's my insurance guy. So as I always say, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you. Hit him up. Corner of Hively and Prairie. Can't miss the building. Big sign out front. State Farm Insurance. 574-970-1113. Justin Palmer. Hit him up. Promise you will not be disappointed. All right. So our next topic. We got a lot to get to in the second hour as well. LeBron crying that he needs another player. Who is that player? We're going to talk about that. Academy Award nominees are out. We're going to discuss that a little bit. A little surprising. Of course, we have the five facts you need to know. Don't want to miss that either. And we still got to break down Notre Dame and Virginia tonight. We'll do that a little bit later. That's probably coming up in about 20 minutes. But before that, the Junkies hit me up on Twitter earlier today and asked me this question. I felt like it'd be a good topic to bring up to our listeners. Again, you can join the conversation, 1027 in your message to 45364. You can hit us up on Twitter, at PDESPN, at Todd 2D's Burledge as well. But if you had the luxury of drafting a team out of the four college basketball teams that we talk about on a consistent basis, so Butler, Purdue, Notre Dame, and IU. We're talking power. There's not a power five technically, but the power conferences in basketball. So here is mine. Todd's still working on his. Mine, not that hard. We're going to do a starting five. We're also going to do a sixth man. Because why not? It's what basketball does. We're going to pick our all-star team. Okay? And this is just Indiana teams. I think it'd break up pretty good. It's about any other state as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I don't think it's a surprise. I'm going to go with Caleb Swanigan. Swanee, double-double, guaranteed. Put it in the bag, take it to the bank. Swanigan's my guy. James Blackman Jr., the co-Big Ten player of the week. Got him on there as well. Going to stick with the IU Hoosiers for my other starting guy, and that's Thomas Bryant. I love the way the guy plays. Very solid. Very solid. Thomas Bryant would crack. Now I go right down the road. I have two Notre Dame players in my top five that would be in my starting lineup, and that's Bonzi Colson and Matty Farrell. Matty Farrell is a guarantee. You may not like the overall statistics, but the guy is a baller. Get that New Jersey flavor. I like what he brings to the table. And Bonzi Colson is playing lights out. Another guy potentially goes off for a double-double almost every other night. So you got a lot of Bonzi. My sixth man, this is a toss-up. I scoured Butler's lineup. I really tried to bring a Butler guy into this lineup. Couldn't do it. They're just too complete across the board. They're too deep and they spread the ball too much that I didn't like one of those guys even as my number six. And Butler fans, sorry. It's not a knock to Butler. It's the fact that they're just way too team oriented. And for my five plus six, didn't have him in there. My six, and I'm going to stretch this a little bit because even injured, I'm taking OG. OG on a newbie all day, every day. That's my guy. And he probably, if I had him healthy, And the reason I have him on my sixth man, because I still think if he could come back at any point, he would be my guy. I'd want him there. Thomas Bryant, I could flip-flop those two. And if I can't take OG because he's hurt, I'm going VJ Beachum. That's my, again, Swanigan, Blackman Jr., Matty Farrell, Thomas Bryant, Bonzi Colston, and either Beachum or Anunoby as my number six. We want to know what yours would be. Hit us up on Twitter, at PDESPN, at Todd2Ds. Hit us up on our text line, 1027, in your message. Again, 1027 at the start, so we know who you're trying to reach here, because everybody, all the stations, cram them together. And then tag your name at the end so we can give you credit. And now I'm going to send it over to my partner in crap. Todd, who you got?
We have a few overlaps, not as many as I actually would have thought. My backcourt, I think there's no, you just can't stay away from what Matty Farrell has done. 14.3 points a game, 5.7 assists a game, a wonderful assist to turnover, really has been the engine to this nice season for Notre Dame. I will put him at the point. I'm going to have James Blackman as my two guard for sure. 18 points, 7 points a game, man. Coming off a career high over the weekend, they are going to, IU's going to need him to absolutely carry the weight here with OG out for sure. Moving on to my forwards, I did find a Butler guy. I like Kalen Martin. This guy's really emerged after kind of being in the shadows a little bit. Kalen Martin getting 16-7 a game against a really good schedule with 5.4 rebounds, shooting 83% from the foul line. I like Caleb Martin in my starting five. I do. You obviously can't ignore Caleb Swanigan when you're talking forwards. You could probably even move him into the five hole. 18.5 points and 12.5 rebounds in the mighty Big Ten. Very impressive stuff here. And I'm going to go ahead and slide Bonzi Colston as well in playing next to Swanigan. God, I love this lineup, actually, as I look at it. Bonzi, 15.4 points a game, 10.9. So both Swanigan and Bonzi averaging double doubles. You don't see that happen very often. Six man, I struggled a little bit with. Robert Johnson, the IU 6'7, or I'm sorry, 6'2 IU guard, 14 points a game. Man, Steve Vastori has been so clutch for Notre Dame, so clutch at 15 points a game. I would take Vastori away before I'd take Beachum. Now, that may change with the way VJ's starting to play here, but I actually added a seventh man.
Hey, Todd, you're stretching the rules.
I know.
I didn't say you could have seven.
It was just tough to decide between Robert Johnson at Indiana with the way he's playing and Steve Astoria with the clutch job he's done. Disappears a little bit in spurts sometimes, but man, when it's crunch time, I don't think there's been a better player in the country than Steve Astoria. So again, my starting five would be Farrell and Blackman at guards. The Kalen Martin kid from Butler, Caleb Swanigan, and Bonzi Colston in sort of a 2-3 look, two guards, three forwards. Man, that's a pretty solid lineup for just our state.
You know, I kicked around Martin as well, and no disrespect to Butler, and I already got a hater, of course, got a hater online.
Keith, good, we love haters. Keith Bieber, bring it.
Love it. No Butler, typical media.
I said Butler.
Well, he was getting on me. He said, come on, Todd. So he was hoping you put a Butler guy in, and you did. But here, I mean, Thomas Bryant, 11-7, and you look across the board. Yeah, he sucks at free throws. There's no problem there. But Bryant's a big physical guy. I like him more physical. Here's the thing: it's one of those situations where this is completely personal. How you like your team, how the makeup of your team would be. If I wanted a little bit more athletic, yeah, I mean, Martin ate up IU, absolutely ate up IU. If you watch that game, he was pretty good in that game. I like Martin. I think he's a great player.
Too.
But for me, I want a little bit more physicalness. I want a guy that's going to get down. I love the physical play. And not that Martin isn't, but Bryant just is a little bit more for me. I think Martin is a fantastic athlete, fantastic player, and IU fans probably don't like him that much. But that's the fun of this. And Keith?
It's a great question because there are a lot to choose from. There really are. You know, I never even considered Beachum, and you had him on your list. And obviously, you know, we can talk about Robert Johnson, and mm-hmm. OG certainly would have been in much consideration, but since he's lost, I didn't really even keep him on my list of candidates.
I love it. I'm getting hate from IU fans as well.
Sweet.
No way on Bryant. He drives me nuts. I think he's got an upside. And again, this is my opinion. You're more well entitled to
please,
yours.
Yeah, please, bring it.
Send us your top five. with the sixth, who would be, if you had to pick between the four Indiana teams we just talked about, IU, Butler, Notre Dame, and Purdue, who would you have in? Some Maxwell, I'd take 280-pound check at all six spots. You can't. That's funny. But Keith Bieber, I agree with you. Martin is a savage. It's 100%. It's just not the way that I would like a team that I would put together. Todd has him in. Who do you have in? You can send him. Love it. This is why we do this. Great conversation pieces for the show.
I don't get a chance to watch. I watch Butler when I can because I love the team. I love how they're coached. I love how they play. It's very team concept. It's team oriented. And when I watched Martin play the couple times I have, he really is fantastic. You know, without really knowing, I suppose Villanova's guards probably would be the front runners for Big East Player of the Year at this point. But man, this kid's right there. Mm-hmm. And Butler's only a game behind Nova, and they beat Nova, so this could get really interesting here. That Big East, it's a beast, man. It's underrated. It doesn't get talked about like the Big Ten and the ACC, but certainly I would put it ahead of like the SEC, the Pac-12. I would certainly slate the Big East, and some people would even say it needs to be higher than what I'm saying. I would at least slate the Big East at the third best conference in the country. I don't think it's up to the ACC level, but I certainly think it could hang with the Big Ten.
You know, it's one of those situations where that's probably one of the hardest discussions to have in any sport in general, because in basketball, it's so hard to compare. Yeah, it really is.
Don't have a lot of point of reference.
I mean, that's something we can do on the show tomorrow. We can pick our top. We can break down the conferences in college basketball and we'll rank them. We'll give our power rankings tomorrow on the show of the conferences. So tomorrow on the show around 5:00, kickoff, second hour of the show, Todd and I will break down. We'll power rank each conference.
Yeah, we can look at some matchups from preseason and see how those shook out.
Yeah. But again, I go back. I mean, Martin against IU, 28 points. And in that game, let's see, Bryant had 15. Blackman Jr. had 26. Robert Johnson had 11. I mean, it's one of those things. It's completely personalized. Who do you like to make out your lineup? And
I think there's no way to keep Blackman or Schwanigan off the team, or probably, frankly, Bonzi Colson when he's averaging a double-double in the ACC. Those three guys, I don't know how anybody could leave off their top five. To me, the rest of them are very much subjective. You know, is Matty Farrell the right choice? You know, I think he's been a great team leader and whatnot. I have him on mine, you have him on yours, but I think he could be interchangeable with somebody. And obviously, Kalen Martin from Butler would be interchangeable. But I think the three, at least in my opinion, the three mainstays on this team have to be Blackman, Schwanigan, and Colson. I think those three, to me, are obvious.
Somebody's giving us a bunch of old players on our text line. Isaiah Alford, Chaney, Scott May, and I don't know who Uwe Blob.
Oh, Uwe Blob, absolutely. You wouldn't remember Uwe Blob.
I guess that's the all-time greatest team.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about current players right now, and we got a text message or a tweet. Again, from Keith Bieber, met Kenneth Savage. Check him out. I'm looking at his numbers, and over the last three games, 10 points against number 15 Xavier, 17 against Marquette, and then on the road at DePaul in that overtime game, 20 points. So he's lighting it up the last couple weeks. Four out of his last five games, he's had double-digit points. Only time he's been held to less than double digits is against Creighton. So that's great insight from another Butler faithful. So,
I mean, Steve Astori is coming off being a co-ACC player of the week. So, you know, if we're going to, there's a lot of candidates here. It's a solid list of Indiana players this year and a really solid list of four teams that could do a lot of damage in March.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's time to break down some of the big matchups tonight and maybe none bigger than the one that's going to be right down the road. I'm sure Todd Burler is going to head over there. You can hear the great voice of our colleague and partner in crime, the program director and afternoon voice on 103.9 The Bear, Ron Stryker, who's the PA voice of the Notre Dame men's Fighting Irish basketball team. Notre Dame welcome in a ranked matchup against Virginia. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll break it down. How do the Irish get it done? And more when we return. This is The Home Stretch. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Berlich here on ESPN Radio 102.7.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.